This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the grain markets for Monday, April 8th. Well, happy eclipse day. If you're somewhere where you can see the eclipse or at least part of it, that should be pretty cool. If you're not, then I guess it's just going to end up being a normal day for you. But as we move into this week for the grain markets, we're looking at Thursday with a supply-demand report. So that'll give us an update on USDA's numbers, but probably not expecting a whole lot of changes. It's the May report where they start projecting this next season's production numbers. So for now, we're still working on this past production season and the current marketing year. So on Friday, the wheat markets were mostly higher. Corn and soybeans were mixed. We had Kansas City wheat up 5 on the day, but down 3 for the week. Minneapolis was up 1 on Friday and up 3 for the week. Chicago was up 11 on Friday and up 7 for the week. Corn down 1 on Friday, down 8 on the week, and soybeans up 5 on Friday, down 6 for the week. So we're seeing a corn market that's really struggling, just kind of continuing to leak lower, not a whole lot of velocity to it, just pulling back. We're seeing the corn growing conditions in Brazil be much improved, and it looks like they're going to get through the normal monsoon season pretty well intact. So they're headed into the dry season after about mid-April in pretty decent condition as far as moisture reserves. So we don't see any major threats to the corn crop in Brazil. We haven't seen any major threats to Argentina or for corn or soybeans. That said, we are hearing reports out of Argentina about some disease issues that have shown up, spread by the leafhopper. So Argentina put out some production estimates on Friday. They're looking at corn production at around 52 million tons, which is down 2 million from their previous estimate, and it's down 4 million from USDA's last estimate. Their crop condition ratings for corn are at 17% good to excellent, which is down 5 from the previous week, but it's still up 11 from a year ago. Poor to very poor is sitting at 22%. That's up 7 on the week, but still down 30 from a year ago. And they're about 11% harvested. So these crop condition ratings, pretty well set, I would think. If you're this deep into harvest, it becomes obviously far less important what your crop condition ratings are. But it is worth noting that they're declining, number one, and that their production estimates are declining as well. The soybean crop is rated a bit better. We're at 30% good to excellent. That's up 1 on the week. 21% poor to very poor is unchanged, and they're at 2% harvested. Looking at weather here in the United States, we're looking at the 6 to 10 day forecast calls for above normal temperatures in the entire eastern half of the country. Precip is above normal for right in the middle section of the U.S. But we are looking at the Central Plains being dry for the next 5 to 7 days, roughly. So this 6 to 10 day forecast offering above normal precip for the entire middle country does hold hope that we're going to get some relief to this ongoing dryness in the Central Plains. The Black Sea is also looking at the next 10 days or so of being dry. So they've been on a stretch. Now, this is pushing at least a couple months where it's been quite dry. We've hardly had any moisture there, but it is still very early in the growing season. They're just starting to green up. And they came into the fall and winter in good shape. They had plenty of moisture last fall. So there's enough moisture, certainly in the subsoil. Topsoil, they're probably okay. But as you start to warm up, and if you still have these dry conditions, that's going to become a problem, I think, fairly quickly. We're also seeing reports that Russia is accusing Ukraine of targeting or bombing the nuclear plant that Russia is holding in captivity, the Zaporizhia nuclear plant. And of course, Ukraine is denying that, but that clearly presents potential issues. If you're going to see some damage to a nuclear plant, that becomes a more widespread problem. And I think that's why Chicago wheat held its gains on Friday with another wave of Black Sea war issues. That's could be potentially supportive to the wheat space. So Chicago would be the go-to market if you start to see some, obviously, nuclear issues or bigger war issues. Even though Russia grows hard red winter wheat and would be supportive to Kansas City, the major liquidity and where the hedge funds are going to go is to the Chicago market. So let's take a look at the World FOB offers from last week. For wheat out of the Gulf, soft red winter wheat was quoted at $229 a ton. That was up one from the previous week. Hard red winter wheat at $260 was down five. Ukraine was unchanged at $195. Russia up seven at $212. Romania unchanged at $215. France up three at $220. Argentina was unchanged at $225. In corn at the Gulf, unchanged at $190. Off the PNW, unchanged at $220. Ukraine was down 3 at $175. Argentina down 10 at $185. Brazil down 5 at $195. In corn out of the Gulf, unchanged at $460. Argentina unchanged at $430. Brazil was up 5 at $435. So you can kind of see some patterns developing. Wheat has found some stability and starting to creep back higher across most of the world. Corn is still under some pressure, and I think that's just the improving crop conditions in Brazil and the harvest beginning in Argentina. And it looks like that's going to take priority over the drop in acres here in the United States. For soybeans, had seen some stability and had seen world prices push higher. We're still seeing that in Brazil, which arguably would be your leader here, at least for now. But the U.S. and Argentina being flat probably acts as somewhat of a drag to the overall bean complex. But I think just looking at these numbers, it would suggest to me that wheat and soybeans have the most potential to start moving higher. Corn is still, I think, being drug lower by these world prices. But we are turning the corner into the growing season. So far in the Midwest, I think things look quite good. If anything, you probably got too much rain in the eastern Midwest. The western Midwest has had a nice shot of moisture, so they should be well positioned to get the crop in timely and in good conditions. Subsoil is a different story, but as long as you get the timely rains, you'll be okay. If you run into a dry stretch, which some of the climatologists and meteorologists are suggesting is going to happen midsummer, with El Nino fading quickly and La Nina coming on, if it's going to be established by late summer or early fall, it means it's already having an impact by midsummer. So that's certainly something that will be front and center for everybody's attention as we head into mid-May through late July. That's a long stretch of time to be on pins and needles in the market, but that's pretty much probably what it's going to be. So if you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.